The rebels in Libya haven't had a lot of time to prepare for the challenges of government. Their rebellion only began in February, and they didn't have a lot of time to train as a military force either. One cigar-chomping American who helped them is Jerry Irwin. He's an Army veteran who worked with the rebels at a training camp near Benghazi. Irwin joins me now from his home in Vancouver, Washington. So you really went on your own. You bought your own ticket and training gear. Why did you go, Jerry?
Yes, I went on my own. I went for a number of different reasons. One, I'd always wanted to do something like this, go overseas and fight a war. It was almost like a teenage dream. These people had their backs against the wall, and they had no military experience or training. So I went for that reason. And I also wanted to go because I started a small business as a survival and preparedness self-reliance consultant.
You're an Army veteran. What is your experience in battle?
Actually, I've had none. I've never gone overseas in the military, and that was part of my reason for going. I'd never been overseas, and I'd trained mentally and physically a good chunk of pretty much all my adult life for war. I felt it was like almost like a destiny to go over there and try to help these people.
So tell us what you saw. You ended up at a military base that the rebels were using for training. What did you add to what they were already doing?
Yeah, I got extremely lucky. I got hooked up within a couple of days of my arrival there. And yeah, I was there at the Dabat al-Saf base for about 3 weeks, living with the officers there and spending my days with the troops. Anything I did was very informal. I mean, they were constantly getting weapons familiarization training, you know, and you only need to get that once. You only need to learn how to disassemble and reassemble a weapon once. But these guys were getting it repeatedly on the same weapons, which didn't make any sense. So, you know, I scrounged around the compound, found some rags, and I just, you know, had a small group together, for instance, and said, okay, you've been getting all this training and taking them apart and putting them together. This is what you're supposed to do in between.
Mr. Irwin, it should be said that you didn't just teach weapons handling techniques to the rebels. I mean, you taught other things. And I'm just wondering, what was the one thing that you think really had an effect on the rebels that you shared with them?
Well, they needed just to be taught very basic, simple concepts. A lot of times, the younger people there were so open to learning that you could just demonstrate in front of them. So I just try to teach them individual battlefield survivability techniques. When you hear weapons fire, bam, get on the ground, on your stomach, get behind cover, see if you can return fire.
Was there any animosity about you being there?
No. They word spreads like faster than the internet in that country. And when they found out that I traveled there at my own expense and that I came there to help, they loved me. I mean, I it was weird. I had this cult of personality. I mean, I wanted to give a good impression of America. I was almost thinking that a good article name would be like Jerry of Libya or something. I mean, at one point, just talking to a group of these guys, they actually put me on their shoulders at one point. I'm not kidding.
Wow. So, I mean, how do you deal with that sudden kind of acceptance? Because, I mean, you're there helping the rebels. I guess that's a pretty good calling card, but how do you deal with that? I mean, it's their war, after all, not yours.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was great. The Libyan people themselves as a culture are very inviting. They're the most inviting people I've ever come across.
You know, a lot of people who know Libya pretty well said they really never expected the rebels to kind of get to Tripoli. They didn't really have it in them to take Tripoli. Did you think that when you were seeing how they were getting trained? What did you think?
Oh, the rebel soldiers were so motivated, and there was so much unity of effort. It was a pleasure to be around these folks. And, you know, whether it was back on the Benghazi base or when I was in combat, when I traveled to Misrata and was in combat west of Misrata, I mean, the unity of effort among everybody, not just the soldiers, but the people themselves, everybody was helping every way they could.
Did you make friends amongst the rebels, and do you think you'll go back?
Oh, I made friends that'll probably last a lifetime over there. I think Libya is going to be a very livable country in the future. I'd love to go back to Libya.
Jerry Irwin, you returned to Washington State in July. How do you feel now, knowing that, you know, even in a small way, you contributed to what's happening in Libya today?
Well, I feel good about it. I mean, it really was a just fight. I mean, Gaddafi had not done anything for Libya. One of his mechanisms for staying in power was to have everything there done by foreigners. I mean, anything that involved any skill, any organizational skill or work. And now that, you know, he's going to be out of there, the Libyan government, they are sincere about rebuilding Libya, but doing it with Libyans. Yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, if I didn't feel good about going over there, I wouldn't have gone in the first place. This I think this is the most noble fight so far this century against a tyrannical leader, because like all the things that the U.S. was making up about Saddam Hussein prior to the Iraq War, they were real about Gaddafi. I mean, he really did support terrorism. He exported terrorism. He funded it. He killed Americans. And he was, you know, and he wasn't doing anything for Libya.
Jerry Irwin of Vancouver, Washington, who helped train some of the rebels in Libya. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.